This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House said Saturday that the son of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghan-Pakistan region. The younger bin Laden was described by the White House as the high-ranking al-Qaeda member who was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups. Some media organizations had previously reported earlier this summer that Hamza bin Laden had been killed about 2 years ago, but it was not confirmed by the administration of President Donald Trump until Saturday. Hamza bin Laden is believed to have been in his 30s. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says that fires from an apparent early morning drone strike at Aramco oil facilities in the eastern town of Abqaiq have been extinguished and that no one was killed in the attacks. Edward Uranian has more.
Saturday's attack comes as the Saudi oil giant Aramco prepares to publicly sell shares in the company, leading some analysts to speculate the attacks were meant to depress the value of the company when its shares go on the market. Several analysts on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV accused Iran of perpetrating Saturday's drone attacks from bases operated by its Revolutionary Guard and local Shiite proxies from inside Iraq. VOA could not confirm the claims. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Organization of Islamic Cooperation will hold an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to annex parts of the West Bank. Netanyahu said on Tuesday he plans to annex the part of the West Bank if he wins re-election next week. From Washington, this is VOA.